It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Levi Mon. He is a member of the Cleveland Fire Department. And, you know, every year, Cleveland does Cleveland Days. And the last day and night of Cleveland Days, it's all about the fireworks. So coming up this weekend, May 14th, Saturday, they're going to have a fundraiser to raise funds to amp those fireworks up just even a little bit better. And so they're going to have, there's going to be food, there's going to be a fun activity, and of course, we're going to have pastries so you can have goodies and snacks and things like that out there too, with all the proceeds going to the fireworks fund for Cleveland Days. Levi, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Of course.
So let's dive right into this. Are you a new, you said you're a new member of the fire department. Are you also a new resident of Cleveland?
No, I grew up in Cleveland. I've been there since I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
Joined the fire department about 3 weeks ago.
And automatically you're the spokesperson now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it because of the low man on the totem pole? Is that how it all worked out?
Well, I think it's probably because I'm the youngest one.
That's why they picked on you. They picked on you then, and the chief over there, Preston Wilson, asked you to come on and give us a little information about this. So, growing up in Cleveland, I'm sure you went to many Cleveland Day celebrations.
Probably almost every single one.
And they're, like I said, they're always such a great time, a lot of fun, and every day, every year, the fireworks display is the culmination of Cleveland Days. This year it's going to be on July 23rd. So we'll talk more about that and Cleveland Days the closer that it gets, because we want to talk about what's happening this Saturday, the 14th, over in Cleveland. And I'll let you kind of take it away. Where is this going to be at? And let's talk about some of the stuff that's going to go on over there.
So the Cleveland Fire Department fundraiser is going to be held at the Cleveland City Park. There's going to be ribs and hamburgers, each plate. So if you get the hamburger plate, it's going to be about $8, but that includes your salad, your chips, and your drinks. And then the ribs is going to be about $14, and it includes all the same things. There's also going to be the pastry stand. I'm not exactly sure everything they're going to be making, but I know it's good. And there's also going to be a car smash. So we're bringing an old truck to the parking lot, and it's going to be $5 for five swings to smash the truck with a sledgehammer and maybe some other tools, smaller tools for kids and things.
So get on over, get fed, get some food in your belly, and then, you know what, let out some of that frustration and take a few swings at a truck. And this all goes to such a great cause. It's going to be just for the fireworks there in Cleveland. And who better to do the fireworks than the fire department, right?
Exactly.
You guys kind of know your stuff. And it's, I will say this, the fireworks in Cleveland are probably one of my favorite in both counties. And I think it has everything to do with just where you guys light them off at. And, you know, you can go and hang out on the grass, or you can really see it from just about anywhere in Cleveland. And I'm sure growing up out there, like I said, you kind of remember those things and they kind of stick with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We used to always sit on the porch of my mom's house and watch the fireworks, but there was a few years where we went down to the school right across the street from where they light them off, and, man, it is insane to sit underneath those fireworks like that.
It really is. Talk about getting up close and personal. So, once again, this Saturday there at the City Park, and what was the time?
12 to 2.
So go, once again, get some great food and take a few swings at the truck, maybe see if you can let out some aggression or work off some of the food. How's that?
There you go.
And then head on over to the Snack Shack, and just knowing that everything that you spend out there is going to go to the fireworks celebration as part of Cleveland Days out there coming up this summer. It's a great event. Hopefully everybody will get out and be involved. And I'm gonna give you the last word here, Levi, and just kind of let you invite people out and bring them on out to Cleveland.
Awesome. Well, yeah, just come on out, get some good food. I know the ribs are supposed to be really good, and, you know, let out some of your anger on that truck, because I know I can use it.
Anytime you want to let out anger, having a truck smash is the best way to do it.
Always, for sure.
Don't take it out on anybody else. Take it out on an inanimate object, right?
Exactly. I would rather smash a car with a hammer that, you know, I don't have to pay for, and it's nice to have that kind of a donation. And I mean, what better than to break something that's not yours, you know?
Even better. Especially knowing that all the money is going towards a good cause.
And every bit of the money is going to go to something else that you get to enjoy. You know, the fireworks have always been something that are near and dear to not just my heart, but every American. So
head on out there this Saturday, May 14th, from noon to 2 at the Cleveland City Park. We've been speaking with Levi Mon of the Cleveland Fire Department. Big fundraiser going on out there. Go get you some food. Go smash a truck. Grab you some pastries. And all the money is going to go towards the fireworks fund for Cleveland Days. Levi, thank you so much for taking out a few minutes and talking to us today.
Of course. Thank you. You have a good day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.